You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Hey, this is Jill from The Container Store.
Oh.
Is there something wrong?
I just thought a virtual designer would be a cool robot.
I could do a robot voice if that helps.
Maybe.
Hi, I am Jill. Let's design.
Nope, absolutely not. Regular voice, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not good at impressions.
Enjoy free virtual in-home closet design and up to 25% off closet systems with The Container Store's custom closet sale. The Container Store, where space comes from.
We're all different, and that means we each drive differently. That's why Root Insurance is all about you, your braking, your turning, how much you drive, or how little. Everything you're doing behind the wheel to make the road a safer place for all of us. Root focuses on what really matters, your driving. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price. You, that's what matters. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new book out due on the 15th of the month from Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward.
It's just another political hit job.
President Trump is defending himself after the book revealed he spoke privately about the severity of the coronavirus while downplaying it to the public. Woodward writes, the president said in February that the virus was more deadly than the flu, but publicly he said the virus was no worse than the flu. Woodward says in March, the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to avoid a panic. Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
"The last thing we can show is panic or excitement or fear."
Democratic opponent Joe Biden says the president flatly lied to the public.
It was a life and death betrayal of the American people.
This is USA Radio News. Raging wildfires have destroyed 5 towns in Oregon. Governor Kate Brown says about 100 blazes fueled by high winds are burning in the state.
We expect to see a great deal of loss, both in structures and in human lives.
Lillian Luciano has more.
Washington State had its first reported fatality from a fire, and we're also learning that a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed in a wildfire in northern Oregon. Near Portland, more than half of Clackamas County is under a level 3 evacuation. That means evacuate immediately. Do not delay.
In California, many large fires continue to burn. Fire crews are working on 28 complex fires. Governor Gavin Newsom says the weather has now changed in their favor.
The wind activity appears to be dying down, which is encouraging. And the rest of the week looks a little bit more favorable from a wind perspective and a weather perspective.
You're listening to USA Radio News. More people are choosing to take to the skies once again, despite the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After saying she wasn't sure, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was asked if she would trust a coronavirus vaccine.
I pray that we get a vaccine as soon as possible. We are looking at almost 180,000 or 190,000 people who have lost their lives in just the last several months in our country because of the coronavirus. I pray we have a vaccine as quickly as possible that is approved by the scientists and the public health professionals.
Would you trust one under President Trump?
I would trust a vaccine if the public health professionals and the scientists told us that we can trust it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand how you actually drive, that's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I was made for this.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
This is Rio of Madison Rogers, and you're listening to our acoustic version of the Star Spangled Banner here on KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes in bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ran.
Gentlemen, I'm Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails. We are live right here on KLR and Radio America's Podcast Network. We try to do this thing every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Lately, the weather hasn't been very contributory to us being able to do my shows consistently, but we're doing our best. We've got things up and running again. The weather was kind of weird over the last couple days, and honestly, the drastic weather changes were also causing me to be in some pretty severe pain, so... Anyway, all things considered, we're live tonight. We're going to do our best to get through everything that we've got to talk about, because Lord knows there is a lot to talk about, because there's been all kinds of things. So we're going to kind of rewind and kind of recap what happened last Friday with the whole, oh my God, Donald Trump said bad things about American soldiers that were buried in France. No, he didn't. And even John Bolton in his book says he doesn't understand what the controversy was about when that story got circulated years ago, because he was there and that never happened. John Bolton doesn't even like Donald Trump. And John Bolton has said, yeah, that story's bullshit. Oh, by the way, I know there was a language disclaimer at the beginning of the show, but careful, there will be language on the show. Because I have had enough. I don't know how much more of this I can do and try to be the mild-mannered, even-handed guy who's just like, you know what, we got to do what we can to get the story out as best we can, try to make sure that we don't piss everybody off, but give them our perspective. But you know what, I don't know if I can do that anymore. It's like the other day when I was putting together Michael's podcast. He did what he always does and sends a text over that he wants me to use for the title. And I'm like, I don't know if that was a typo, because he used the word softball twice. So the title that he went with after I, you know, said, how about we do this instead, was Sleepy Joe gets softball questions from the press. But because I didn't really necessarily want to get rid of the word soft, my recommendation for the new title was Soft in the Head, Joe Biden Gets Softball Questions from the Press. Apparently, he thought that was too cranky, I guess is a nice way to put it. Because he's like, how about if we do this instead? I'm like, eh, it's your show. But I've just discovered that more and more I find myself taking the gloves off. And I think it's because I have watched this country and this president come under attack by everyone. And I keep looking back to 2016 and realizing that at that point I was actually part of the problem when it came to attacking the president. That's just like this story with Woodward that came out today. The president's talking to him on an interview and says, you know what, we know this thing is bad, but I'm doing everything I can to downplay it because I don't want to start a panic. Obviously, some of you people that are telling everyone that the president of the United States should have just looked squarely at the camera and says, we're all going to die by tomorrow, have never been in a leadership position. Because there are times when you cannot tell everybody everything. This was one of those times. And part of that wasn't because of what he knew. It was because of what we still honestly didn't know. Because at the time frame that they're talking about, there was like one case in the entire country. The World Health Organization still hadn't even confirmed that human-to-human transmission was a thing because China was telling them that wasn't possible. Around the same time, Joe Biden is lambasting President Donald Trump in the press. Oh, he's making people feel worse about this virus for political reasons, and he wants to be able to seem like a hero, and he wants to do this, and he wants to do that. And now here we are, Joe Biden, with the hindsight of 2020 vision, or the benefit and the hindsight of, you know, being able to, hindsight having 2020 vision, is sitting back going, well, I was telling the president since January that COVID was very, very dangerous and he should have been doing this and he should have been doing that. No, you weren't, Joe, and we have the receipts. But you can keep saying all that shit in front of your people all you want because you know that your people aren't going to fact check you. That's one of the biggest laughable things that I have seen all over the media now that Joe can't really back out of these debates because he's already said he was going to do them. Well, if Joe Biden's going to do debates, then there should be live, real-time fact-checking against Donald Trump and all the lies that he tries to spout on that stage. Really? So, Donald Trump's the liar. Now, just before anybody starts yelling at me, Joe Biden has been in office for 50 years. 50 years! And somehow he's the guy that's going to fix it all. He's the new blood we need in D.C. Dude's been in D.C. almost longer than I've been alive. But he's the new blood we need in the White House? Are you kidding me right now? This is the Democratic pitch. They are straight up trying to tell you that this octogenarian, might as well be because he's pretty damn close, can do the job and do it like he's still a spring chicken and bring new ideas to D.C. Dude has been part of the D.C. machine for longer than I've been alive. I mean, look, I don't like all the things that Donald Trump does, and there are times that I wish he wouldn't say some of the things that he said, and if I was advising him, not that I would ever have that opportunity, but the first thing I would have told him is, look, I get it. You as president talking to Bob Woodward, that makes you feel presidential. I understand that. But don't. Or at least if you do, don't say, well, yeah, it's worse than we're letting on with the public. Because look, we all know that. Those of us that have a modicum of common sense understand that there are going to be things that you as the commander-in-chief of this country will never be able to tell us. I mean, how many times have we been on the brink of World War III and nobody ever yells at the president for not coming on? Oh, you better get to your bomb shelters and you better do it now because we're all going to die. I mean, how many times have we been to the brink and we have never known? So this idea that the president is openly lying to the American people. No, and let me tell you why he's not. Because he started restricting travel towards the end of January, beginning of February. He started talking about locking things down. Hadn't started it yet, but started talking about whether or not we were going to have to lock things down in February. He took active steps to start ramping up our production for PPE, ventilators, and a half a dozen other things using basically military powers. He used the Wartime Powers Act to get us on an even footing with this virus. He did everything the experts told him to do within the time frame that they told him to do it. And whether you realize this or not, I think part of the reason why Donald Trump was coming out and telling everybody not to worry about masks is because that's what his experts were saying in the beginning. Because they were. They were telling everybody, masks aren't going to do anything. There's no point in you rushing out to buy these medical grade masks because they're not going to do anything to protect you. And I'm sorry, having dealt with this now for months, I'm not seeing much of a difference now in the cities where they have citywide mask mandates and the cities where they don't. I don't think masks do half of what we've been told they were supposed to do. I think most of that was just to give people something to cling to. And you still hear the media. Well, Donald Trump just now, just like 3 weeks ago, said that he was going to start wearing a mask. Well, who the hell cares? Dude is tested every day. Every day. Sometimes probably more than once a day. And you want to talk to me about whether or not he should be wearing a mask? I mean, I'm honestly over this mask stuff anyway. Because, like, every time I turn on local TV anymore, and if I'm on one of our affiliates, all I hear is this new stupid commercial from OKC. And it's called, the commercial is Mask Up OKC. I'm going to save you from singing any of it because it's terrible. But I'm over all of it. I think the only bright spot for me today regarding pretty much anything in Oklahoma was that the coach for the Thunder got fired today. Well, didn't really get fired. His contract expired at the end of the season, and nobody's talking about renewals. Considering you let everyone on your team take a knee, I'm kind of glad you lost your gig. Anyway, on that note, we are along for first break, so we're going to take a break. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. We'll be back before you know it. Stay tuned.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition merit-based scholarships and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
The world has changed, and Microsoft Teams is there to help us stay connected. Teams is the safe and secure way to chat, meet, call, and collaborate. To learn more, visit Microsoft.com/Teams.
And this is KLRN Radio. We are America's Podcast Network. You are listening to the America Off the Rails show. Unfortunately, because of the Labor Day holiday, there was not a Buffoon of the Week. So we won't be doing that segment this week. I thought about rewriting last week since we played it over on the other show, and I decided not to. So anyway, I've just been kind of scanning things to see what all I wanted to talk about today, because Lord knows the news cycle was pretty much chopped up by the whole Bob Woodward thing, and I don't even really care. Because the simple fact of the matter is, all these people that are screaming and yelling that Donald Trump didn't do enough and he didn't do it soon enough. You know, half of those senators that are screaming and yelling about all this now didn't even basically bother to show up for the briefing that happened towards the end of January. You know why? Because they were too busy trying to play whack-a-mole with POTUS. We're going to get you! We're going to get you. It's impeachment time. And then, speaking of impeachment, I saw Jennifer Make Me a Sandwich Rubin today tweet out that as far as she's concerned, he should be impeached again now because of the whole Bob Woodward audio. People really are just, they're just stupid. I don't get it. I mean, you're telling me that you literally have zero leadership experience. It, no idea of what a leader is actually supposed to do if you honestly think that they're supposed to come. I mean, and then I saw somebody else who shall remain nameless because he's the imaginary guy's brother put on Twitter today that, yeah, sure, I could yell that the theater's actually on fire because the theater is on fire, but then people might get trampled because of theater because they're running because the theater's on fire. I'm like, huh? But, I mean, look, guys, it's a pretty simple concept. Just, we're going to go over this one more time. Donald Trump was publicly trying to tell everybody that we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through it together. While actively taking steps to make sure that we could and that we did get through it together. Now, Governor Cuomo, the same guy who now has decided Donald Trump is the Antichrist when it comes to COVID, was praising him all the way through March, every day. I can't believe how receptive this administration has been. They've done everything we've asked them to do. They're moving quicker than we anticipated. And now that it's, the political scare is over. So now it's back to we hate Trump and Trump, orange man bad. Look, guys, I get it. I wasn't a huge Trump fan. And I'm still, on the fence as to whether Trump the man and I would ever be able to get along. But the simple fact of the matter is he's the president of the United States and he's facing. Look at the number of things that he's facing right now. All at once. And we're still afloat. That's the part that nobody wants to talk about. Do you realize if Hillary Clinton had been president and we would have continued Obama 3.0, do you realize the shape that we would be in right now? China probably would have been able to swoop in and scoop us up for like pennies on the dollar and be like, yeah, you Americans now speak Chinese. But they couldn't. We are teetering. My phone. Sorry. I got a Facebook message. Got distracted. Things were dinging everywhere. Ding, fries are done. But look, I mean, it's pretty asinine. That somebody like Bob Woodward has had this tape since February, and it's just now coming out. The book doesn't even release for another 15 days. And this is nothing but an attempt to try to soften the fact that the media got caught with its pants down again over the weekend. Four anonymous sources have said that Donald Trump said terrible things about the military, and then people who weren't anonymous come out and said, nah, that didn't actually happen. Well, we'll release this Woodward story because he's got him on tape. And that'll distract from us getting caught with our pants down. Well, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I'll let you guys be the judge on that. But what I know is that we have a president who's fighting economic collapse. He's fighting a virus. The media won't even give credit for telling you where the virus actually came from. China. If you try to say that it came from China, you're going to get banned on Facebook and Twitter. But the simple fact of the matter is, the one thing that this man had, and this is honestly when I decided, that my mind was made up. Because using the information that he had available at the time, Donald Trump took his one definite winning piece off the chessboard. Because no matter how much other crap the media tried to throw at him, you could not say anything negative about the economy, except for, well, honestly, it was Obama's economy. But now that it's crashing, it's Trump's. Go figure. But it's crashing because Donald Trump put the health and welfare of the American public above the health and welfare of the American economy. And for everyone who keeps trying to point out, well, he's a businessman and everything that he does is to make himself richer. Really, then why did he allow the economy to be shut down? Why is it that he basically allowed the provisions that were put in these bills that said his own employees weren't eligible for these relief packages because he was president? You want to talk about discrimination? I mean, granted, now we've never had a huge businessman in the White House before, but I'm pretty sure these people could sue the government and probably win. Don't know if they will, but I'm pretty sure they could. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
The world has changed. And Microsoft Teams is there to help us stay connected. Teams is the safe and secure way to chat, meet, call, and collaborate. To learn more, visit Microsoft.com/teams.
Since the day that I was born, pulling weeds and shucking corn, seems like there should be something more. La 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 la. I'm gonna kill the rooster. I'm gonna kill.
I'm not sure about shooting teams, but I really would like to shoot Zoom. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? My bad. Anyway, the joys of telecommuting. My job loves Zoom, and I'm like, we really gotta find something else, guys. But then again, they made me use their laptop now, so I can put whatever they want on their machine, because I'm not putting that crap on mine. So Ordy and I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I want to go ahead and backtrack and go over this again, because it really is as bad as it sounded last hour. So today, I think it was today anyway. Yeah, this was today. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden misspoke. Oh, there they go. During a campaign stop in Michigan, incorrectly saying that over 6,000 U.S. military members have died from the novel coronavirus. First of all, can we stop calling it novel? Because it's anything but. Speaking in Warren, Michigan, Biden cited the number of confirmed cases and deaths from COVID-19 in Michigan as being the numbers for the military, stating that the armed forces had seen 118,984 confirmed cases with 6,114 deaths. Shortly after the event, Biden's campaign quickly clarified that Biden had mixed up the numbers for Michigan with those from the military. As of Wednesday, only 7 members of the military had died from COVID-19. Vice President Biden has the utmost respect for our men and women of the armed services and believes it's the sacred duty of our country to properly equip them, look after their families, and when they're deployed, and care for them when they return. Seriously? Are you gonna stand by that statement, Joe? Because I know it wasn't you that wrote it. It's too coherent. But are you gonna stand by what you just said there? Because you and Obama allowed what to happen to the military? You want to talk about taking care of our military when they return home? And yet you guys had the worst performing VA in history? For the whole time you were in office, you want to talk to me about how you care about the military? Look, I will give you this. Most of the brass probably don't like Donald Trump. But most of the rank and file military, I guarantee you, most of them would take a bullet for him. Now, the reason you don't hear about that is because there are these leftist military groups that become, like, the gold standard for the military because all they do is go onto social media and trash Trump and talk about how bad he is and how nobody in the military likes him. I come from a long line of military people and law enforcement people. And I have to tell you that the word on the street's a lot different than what they're telling you in the news. And if you look at the numbers, even the numbers are starting to show. And that's one of the reasons why I even saw people that I like and I respect when the Woodward story broke today. You know, this could be a game changer because if they can prove that he actually lied to the American public. But he didn't. This isn't Dr. Phil. A lie by omission is still a lie. Fuck you, Dr. Phil. Fuck you. You haven't had a license to practice in over a decade. Fuck you. Nobody cares what you think. By the way, get rid of your fucking podcast. I'm tired of all these people with big names that already have TV shows. Well, come listen to my podcast. You know what? Some of us needed podcasting to even be recognized. And now y'all rich motherfuckers that already got money coming from everywhere are like, we got a podcast now. Bastards. Anyway. Look, guys. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is, if you look at the numbers, Biden's in trouble almost everywhere. And it depends on where you look, because, I mean, even Fox News is putting out polls right now that in Pennsylvania show that Biden's up by 9 points. But if you look at, you know, actually trusted poll sourcing, it's within the margin of error. They're deadlocked in Florida. Trump is within the margin of error for like 15 battleground states. He's within the margin of error. Has been for the last couple of weeks. But if you listen to the media, oh my God, Joe Biden's going to wipe the floor with him. Now, I'm not saying to get complacent. I'm not saying not to go vote. Because that's the exact opposite of what I would ever tell you to do. But I will tell you this. If we really want this crap to stop, and I mean all of it to stop, then not only do we need to take the Electoral College, but we need such a Republican turnout and such a pro-Trump turnout. I don't care what the letter behind your name is anymore, to be quite honest, because I've had this conversation. You've heard me say the same thing on my interview on One America News Network not too long ago. We have two flavors in this country at this point. You're either pro-America, meaning that you like the country, you're proud of what she's done, even though she does have flaws, and you still think she's the best place on earth, or you happen to be in America, and you think it's an evil, dark, scary place, and only the government can save you. Look, we can agree to disagree all day long until you start trying to bring communism into the mix. That's when you're going to lose me every single time. You can come to me about any other issue, but if you start telling me that you think the government is better qualified to take care of you than you are, then you and I are going to have problems. It's not because I'm trying to be mean. It's not because I'm not saying you can't voice your opinion. But don't come at me with all this socialism and freaking communism crap and have me be okay with it. Because that is never going to happen. Never going to happen. That's like, I just got notification from my employer that because even though Donald Trump passed an executive order that said he was going to offer the ability for people to not have to pay for federal income tax to be waived for right now, as far as like payroll taxes, since apparently there was language in there that it could be optional, my employer has opted to opt into the optional. So I'm not even getting the tax break. Which, I'm sorry, I think is pretty crappy. Now, I have promised that I will never tell them where I work because of the fact that, you know, I do occasionally say things that they're probably not going to like. But it doesn't mean that I can't still tell you what I don't like as long as I make sure that I don't mention where it is that I work. All right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a later than usual start, but we are pretty much to the end of the show. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. Want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. We will be back, as far as I know, for the Thursday and Friday edition of the Daily Dose, because we should have power, so it shouldn't be an issue on my end. But we're also going to close things out a little bit differently. So, unfortunately, the show is over, but stay tuned, because since I'm the last broadcast of the night, we're going to go old school on the way out, so stay tuned. But unfortunately, you guys know what that means. This one's over. It helps if I hit the right button.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is! Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
This isn't over until I say it's over!
Closing time.
Well, that's great. This is fucking great, man.
Game over. That feeling a close...